Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, December 12th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. An American freed from a Syrian prison after the fall of President Bashar al-Assad is not U.S. journalist Austin Tice, but missing Missouri man Travis Timmerman. Here is Timmerman speaking with Saudi news outlet Al Arabiya following his freedom.
So everybody's telling you that you're Austin Tice. They thought that you're Austin Tice first. Did you know about the case of Austin Tice before you were imprisoned?
No.
No. Because he's been imprisoned for 12 years. You've never heard of that?
No.
And what's your work? What did you do? Why did you enter Syria?
I came on a religious pilgrimage.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Christian.
We will have more coming up with Timmerman's interview with CBS.
Concerned parents are asking the Francis Howell School District to clarify and enforce its single-sex bathroom policy.
Concerns are being raised about biologically male students using female-designated bathrooms in violation of Francis Howell District rules. St. Charles resident David Jaworski filed a formal request with the superintendent urging for clarification and enforcement of its single-sex bathroom policy. In a news release sent to KMOX, Jaworski is backed by a group of parents, including a board member, and has been advocating for 14 months for a new policy that provides single-user facilities for students who do not identify with their biological sex. The issue is likely to come up during tonight's Francis Howell School Board meeting. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
St. Louis reveals plans to invest Rams settlement funds, but leaves out a key resident priority.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime generation opportunity that will be used to transform the lives of many generations to come.
That's Mayor Tashara Jones. The Rams money will be split between several funds to repair infrastructure, develop housing in the city, and improve the city's workforce. However, what was missing was the third highest priority, as voted on by St. Louis residents, raises for city employees. Alderwoman Alicia Sanye.
We really did explore, you know, wage workers, but once we found we couldn't do wages, we didn't want to stop and say, well, that's not a reason to support our workforce. So instead, we began to think innovatively about what are the things that city workers need, that our workforce needs, and that city residents need.
In St. Louis City Hall, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The legal drama continues as a judge says the Rams plan to buy the Earth City facility for a dollar requires a court hearing.
Judge Jason Sennheiser denied the Rams' motion to have the case go to arbitration. This hearing was for the suit that was filed back in October by the owner of the Earth City facility, the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority. The Post-Dispatch reports when the Sports Authority filed the suit, the Rams filed a motion to have the case go into arbitration. Sennheiser's ruling could be significant here, since the Sports Authority already litigated the dollar option and lost back in 2017 when Missouri Supreme Court sent it to arbitration. KMOX has a call into the Sports Authority's attorney, Bob Blitz. We are waiting to hear back. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy says surveillance technology has been critical in solving cases, including the kidnapping and killing of a Clayton woman. Speaking to the Board of Aldermen, Tracy says the technology is also helping in the investigation of the shooting that killed CBC student and hockey player Colin Brown.
A lot of things that we talk about today that we are using to help us try to solve that case.
Tracy would not go into detail about the investigation, saying he did not want to compromise the case, only going as far as calling the investigation very active.
If the St. Louis Public Schools do not continue to improve and continue to succeed, the city won't either.
There's a new sense of urgency to update school policy at St. Louis Public Schools following Tuesday's release of an internal audit that enlarged the failings of former Superintendent Keisha Scarlett, Board Vice President Matt Davis.
To get those policies updated, starting with finance, which we hope to have done in January, and then human resources. And so that's a start from a board perspective as a governing body. That's our main responsibility, is to make sure that we have good, clear, effective policies.
One of those policies would be changing the internal audit function to make sure there's regular reporting to the board. Davis says the previous internal auditor only reported to Superintendent Scarlett. SLPS hired a new internal auditor yesterday. The position remained unfilled since Scarlett's firing in October. Davis tells KMOX he hasn't decided if he will run again for school board in April. Filing opened Tuesday.
Another Adams could help lead St. Louis Public Schools. Dr. Karen Collins Adams is running for the school board. She is a veteran educator and administrator and also the wife of former Superintendent Dr. Kelvin Adams. Collins Adams tells KMOX what she feels the board needs to do to move on from recent controversy.
I think on the board, we need to start planning how we can rebuild the confidence of the community so that things can start growing. We need to monitor what's going on in our district, and we need to adjust all of our conversations to follow what's written in policy.
She says while she would welcome input from anyone, including her husband, she has her own thoughts about what could benefit the district. From the KMOX business desk, an Alzheimer's disease research firm clears a major hurdle, a city aldermanic committee. The growing company is seeking tax breaks to stay in St. Louis as it considers similar offers from Chicago and Boulder, Colorado. Cortex Innovation District President Sam Fiorello says C2N Diagnostics makes the only blood test that works for testing dosage of the big new Alzheimer's drugs.
This is not only a glimmer of hope for the world and people like us with loved ones, but for St. Louis to say this is invented here and created here and built here, and we will reap the benefits of these new jobs and this new economic activity, not somewhere else in the county or in the MSA, not somewhere else in the country, in the city of St. Louis. And that's why we're fighting so hard and pushing so hard for this.
Michael Calhoun has more tonight on the Alzheimer's Company on Total Information PM. The firm would occupy most of the longtime and large Goodwill building at Forest Park and Sarah.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.